I was expelled from high school in the ninth grade, so I never got a yearbook. But if I did, I can absolutely, positively, conclusively guarantee you that I would have been voted the least likely to succeed.
Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Hey guys, Randy back with another episode of the Power Prosperity Podcast. And I put on the laptop for you people out there in YouTube land. And let's talk about how that happened. It's because we have to say, I mean, is no doubt everybody in my high school would have said, that kid is never going to amount to anything. Because at the time I was expelled, I was sitting in a jail cell for robbery and armed robbery and burglary. Teenage alcoholic, teenage drug dealer, user, made a lot of really poor choices at that stage of my life. Yet I think by almost any metric, if we got the class together, all the people who graduated in my class, and maybe the classes before me, after me, maybe everybody who ever went through Madison West Senior High School, there would be a lot of people who would say, Randy Gage was the most successful alumni we ever had go through these hallowed halls. So how did that happen? And I would say it's because I have an X factor for prosperity. And that's what I want to break down with you guys today. I want you to think about what your X factor is, what you could do to manifest more prosperity. And I would suggest that we look at any level, any field, any craft, any industry. You're going to see some really successful people who broke all of the expectations. I love all talent shows, singing, dancing. So I watched The Voice. And if you haven't seen it, a singer goes, they're singing and none of the judges can see them. And they sing, and if the judge likes them, they click their button and they turn around and try to get them on their team to coach them in the competition. If you would put Jimmy Buffett on The Voice, I would wager he would not get a single chair to turn around for him. Doesn't have this amazing voice, doesn't have this amazing vocal range. Yet he's probably sold more records than every judge on the panel combined. Because he has the X factor. He knows how to create an experience. He's created a tribe of parrot heads, of which I'm a card-carrying member, and we travel around the world following him around, going to his concerts and buying his music and his posters and his t-shirts and his, and now he's got a hotel chain, a restaurant chain, a bar chain, resorts, I mean, his own beer, his own rum, I think, the guy is just killing it. But it's all based on his X factor, the experience he creates for the people who listen to his music. You guys know I'm a big baseball fan. I'm a big Padres fan. We have a guy on the team named Jake Cronenworth. Kind of wasn't a high-ranked guy, wasn't known as a top-level prospect. He got traded to the Padres in a big deal, and he was considered the kind of throw-in player, and the guy has gold glove defense, done really well as a hitter, and he just has that X factor. He's a ball player who knows how to win ball games. That's an X factor. Speaking of The Voice, Gwen Stefani was a coach a few seasons. Think of her. I don't think she has some amazing vocal range, some extraordinary one in a million vocal talent. Yet again, she's another one has probably, if you looked at the top 40 currently on the Billboard chart, Gwen has probably sold more records than the whole top 40 combined over the course of her career. Because she has that X factor. First of all, she was with an amazing band that did extraordinary thing, that the genius of the sum, the sum of what they created was much greater than the parts, the individual parts. And she's a fashion icon, and she just, she has that X factor. I got a list for you. What do all these people have in common? Oprah, Steve Jobs, Alicia Keys, Zuck, Gates, Tiger Woods, Ellen DeGeneres, Jack Dorsey from Twitter, Spielberg, Sofia Vergara, Madonna, Vin Diesel. What's the one thing those guys all have in common? They're all college dropouts. And there'd be a lot of people say, oh, she dropped out of college. She doesn't have a chance. He dropped out of college. His career is over. Why are they successful? They have the X factor. So let's talk about what does the X factor look like in terms of manifesting prosperity? And I think I gave you all those examples because I think they really illustrate the first element of this, which is you don't buy the story. And I'm putting story in quote marks for you guys listening. The story of what you're supposed to do, what the pathway to success is supposed to look like, how you're supposed to comply with what society expects of you. People with the X factor, they bet on themselves. And that's why I'm going to encourage you, bet on yourself, even when you don't have the credentials. The second factor is a lot of them do what I did, which is they merged various talents together. I'm not a world-class writer, maybe. I'm not a world-class speaker, maybe. I'm not a world-class marketer, maybe. But when I take those skills and put them together, I've created world-class results and reached the highest levels of success, the Speaker Hall of Fame, and with what I've done, 14 international best-selling books from a guy who got expelled from high school. There's not a lot of people who get expelled in the ninth grade who go on to write 14 best-selling books, right? But when I put the different skills, the talents together, writing, speaking, and for me, a big one is critical thinking. That's kind of the one that drives the bus for me, because my critical thinking allows me to get better as I work on those other areas. Third element you got to think about is never lose sight of your ultimate vision. The people we talked about, they knew where they wanted to go. They had this vision of where they wanted to end up, and they never lost sight of it. They never let anybody talk them out of it. The fourth thing we have to say, it includes grit and determination and resilience, right? You have to believe in yourself enough not to give up, knowing you are going to face challenges, and challenges are just the stepping stone to your success, because these challenges, they cause you to modify, learn new skills, develop more knowledge, change your behavior, seek out people who can assist you. They get you to change your game plan until you find the one that's there. But if you just give up when you face a challenge, like most people do, you never get to that level of manifesting prosperity we talk about. And the last element I think that would be on my list would be, you know how to control and harness your ego. And this is something, I wrote a lot about this in the book, Risky is the New Safe. I looked at Oprah and Richard Branson and Mark Cuban and people who have reached stratospheric levels of success. And none of them you would strike as, well, they're very self-depreciating and they're very humble and they're very, no, I believe, and I don't believe they're egotistical, obnoxious people. I think they're people who have harnessed their ego. They channel that energy. And ego is, you know, ego gets a really bad rap. It's you know, when you talk about somebody has an ego, you're never complimenting them. You're always insulting them if you're saying that somebody has an ego. But I think the people who manifest prosperity, they do have egos, and they've learned to channel their ego into productive ways. And they don't drink their own bathwater. They don't get high on their own supply. I'm never going to forget the fact I'm the guy who got thrown out in the ninth grade. I was the guy sitting in the jail cell. I was the kid who got ridiculed. I was the outcast. And I can reach all the success in the world. I know that stuff. Yes, I've got the money and the cars and the bling bling and all that stuff is bullshit. I love, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm very happy that I've manifested money and material things. And I also keep them in perspective. And I don't get my self-worth from them. I don't get my self-worth from my bank account or how many cars I have, or how much those cars cost. I get my self-worth from how I interact with people, how I contribute to the communities that I'm part of, the greater good that I believe we all have this responsibility on this planet to do together. So those would be the things that I'd say you want to really look at if you want to know, you know, how do you... Because I believe this is what I guess I should have said this at the beginning. I believe everybody on earth has a divine right to live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life. But it won't just be given to most of you. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to believe you're worthy of it, and you're going to have to go after it. So if you want to go after it and unleash that X factor for prosperity that I know is inside you, those are the elements I want you to look at. The other thing is that list we just went through, I'd like you to think about what do they all have in common? Most of them, they're not talents you were necessarily born with. Most of them don't require a great investment. Most of them are not dependent on other people, government, or the education system. And most of them don't require credentials or degrees. The commonality is believing in yourself and taking a chance, risking failure, being willing to face ridicule, criticism, or even haters. What it means is you choose yourself and you go all in. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please, and practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.